It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $505 this morning on the Kathy Romano Show for the impossible question, which is Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? Let's go to Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Hi.
What's your guess?
My guess is that they went to summer camp as a child.
Laura, did you go to summer camp?
I did not, really. I think I went to one basketball camp. My summer camp was my older brother taking me wherever he went with his friends.
Not like an overnight camp.
Yeah, no.
I don't know about Bobby. My guess is he didn't go and sleep in somebody else's or like in like a cabin or like a,
but
a tent.
I think Bobby as a kid wasn't this like...
I know. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think he was a free spirit.
A little
maybe.
Bit. Yeah. It was the later years that made him the way he is.
What happened?
He used to be so fun.
Amy, sorry, that's not the correct guess.
Oh, thanks.
All right, have a great day. I always wanted to, well, I shouldn't say I wanted to go to summer camp. The parent trap. Like, I wanted to go and find my long-lost twin sister at camp. But, like, I wanted to stay at a hotel. I didn't want to stay in, like, a tent or cabin anywhere. Do they have those type of summer camps? I'd like to go.
Those are bougie. Yeah, they might have
them. Can we do this Girl Scout meeting at the plaza?
Can we go to the Four Seasons? Is that where we're spending the summer? Do they have a pool there? 888-333-B101. Keep your guesses coming. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What is it? Bobby and Laura have this in common, while Brett and I do not, for $505 this morning on the Kathy Romano Show for the impossible question. Let's see if someone can get it correct. Teresa, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
What do you think it is?
My guess is they can both whistle.
They can both whistle.
I cannot whistle at all.
Laura can't whistle at all? What?
It's terrible.
Sorry, Teresa.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Have a great day.
Is that your whistle?
She's just blowing into the mic.
No, that's okay.
I'm
sorry, Teresa.
Sorry. We're just trying to whistle. It's not working out.
We're listening to Laura whistle. Wow.
Wow.
Interesting that you cannot whistle
at all.
I've tried my whole life, Teresa.
Thanks, Teresa. Have a great day.
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
bye-bye.
You too.
Brett, can you whistle?
Yeah. Of course you can. Can you do it?
Wait, are you sucking in?
I could do either way.
Oh. Okay. I can blow out. I can't do the... Because it looks like you were like pulling the air in. But I can...
Oh, wait, I want to hear Kathy's.
Wait.
Ooh,
no, no.
No.
I can whistle.
Uh-huh, right.
I can whistle. That was like...
All right. Well.
I just have to prep my lips.
Of course you do.
Yeah, it's like swig of water.
Same way I drink water, exactly. Let's go to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
I'm distracted.
All morning. Right.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're good. All right, Jim. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not. What do you think it is?
Had braces.
Did you have braces, Laura?
I did have braces.
Do we know if Bobby had braces?
I do not know.
Brett, did you have braces?
I did.
Oh, Brett had braces. Sorry, Jim.
have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for trying. I never had braces. And every time I go to the dentist, they say, they're like, oh, did you have braces? I'm like, no. They're like, you never had braces? I don't know how, but me and both of my brothers were like gifted with straight teeth and didn't need braces.
I had metal in my mouth from like 7 to 16 years old.
Did you have like headgear and stuff?
No, but close enough. We'll get into that another day.
It's painful.
Yeah.
Oh, when they like, my son had braces. When they go and they tighten them, they crank it. And like that's, I don't.
Not fun.
Yeah.
I had rubber bands.
You had the rubber bands?
It like aligns your jaw then too. Those hurt.
We'll have to talk about this.
Okay. All right.
Trauma bond.
All right. Let's go to the last guest for this round. That's Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Jessica, what do you think it is?
It might be too obvious because you were just talking about it, but I'm going to say spelling, being good at spelling.
Oh. Okay, I like that you're listening, Jessica. Thank you very much. I think Bobby's a pretty good speller, only based on the fact of how much he makes fun of Brett for not being a good speller. So he better be good.
Right?
And Laura, are you?
Right.
I would imagine you are.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a pretty good speller, but I'm not going to like rub it in your face. Yeah. Brett.
like Bobby does. Yeah. I also would say I'm a decent speller. I mean, put on the spot, I think anybody might mess up. But I was always good at spelling and, you know, with grammar in school. So sorry, Jessica, not the correct guess.
Man.
But thanks for listening.
Yeah, no, I figured it was too obvious because you've literally just talked about it. Yeah. I'll try.
It's okay.
I got through, so I gave it a try.
It's okay, Jessica. Sometimes we do that. So keep it up. And you can try again at 9:10.
All right.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day. If you're still trying to get through, you still have a guess, save it and try again at 9:10. We've got $505 from the impossible question here on the Kathy Romano Show this morning for the second round. If no one gets it correct, we'll be up to $606 tomorrow morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not have this in common with them. What is it? Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Kathy.
What do you think it is?
Like I told you, Bobby's not there, so it might soften the blow. My guess is they have the same shoe size.
Bobby has baby feet or Laura is like Bigfoot.
I know. It was funny.
We should compare sizes.
We should compare sizes. Dwayne, so sorry, that's not the correct answer, but like,
yeah.
I would imagine that Bobby has little baby feet.
Oh my, he's dainty.
That's what I was guessing.
That's what you were guessing. All right, so make sure you're listening tomorrow morning because when we play the wrong guesses, we're definitely going to see what Bobby's feet sizes are.
Should we text Bobby? How big are your feet?
Let's do it.
Dwayne's in on it with us. Dwayne, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You're very welcome.
Bobby, what size shoe do you wear? Love, Laura. Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not have this in common with them. What is it? $505 for the impossible question this morning. Bobby and Laura have this in common, while Brett and I do not. What is it? Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
What's your guess?
They both got stung by jellyfish.
Are you going back to the old question?
Yeah, probably. So many questions, I just figured they have something to do with each other.
No, unfortunately, that is not correct. Brett was the only one that was stung by a jellyfish. The rest of us were not.
Okay, I'll try back tomorrow.
All right, have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. It's not raining.
I know. Thankfully. All right. What's your guess? What do you think it is?
I'm going to say maybe Bobby and Laura have a green thumb and you guys don't.
Well, considering Laura was unsure what a green thumb was, I'm going to say no, Dave.
Oh.
All right.
Laura had a question that probably is not B101 friendly. Yes. She said,
yes.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that. So, no, Laura does not have a green thumb. And Brett and I both
and
do.
And Bobby probably doesn't either, because he'd have to have dirt somewhere in his house.
Yeah, right.
Very true.
Dave, you're right. There's no way there's plants with yucky dirt in his house.
Right. Didn't think about that one.
Have a great day, Dave.
All right. You too, guys. Thanks.
I think I wasn't like born with a green thumb. Like, it didn't come natural to me, but it is something I enjoy, so I learned about it over the years. Right? Like, is that something that's supposed to, like, be natural? You're like,
I mean, my mom and grandma and, like, they've gardened my entire life, so I feel like I picked it up from them. I wouldn't say my mom has a particularly green thumb, though.
I aspire to have a green thumb one day, but I honestly, Jay just got me like a nice hanging flower plant for our anniversary last week.
Aw.
And yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Is it dead already?
Last week?
Last week?
I left it in our house when we went away for the weekend, and I came back and it's dead.
Already?
I know. I don't understand.
Did you water it?
Before you left?
No.
Well, there we go.
So, Laura, here's your first tip. Plants
water.
Need water.
I know.
Flowers need water.
I actually gasped last night. Yeah, so not good.
All right, last guess of the morning is Rita. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, Bobby and Laura have this in common. Brett and I do not have this in common with them. What do you think it is?
They have no cavities.
Ooh.
I wish, Rita. I definitely have some cavities from when I was a kid.
Oh, darn it, darn it.
Sorry, Rita. You can try again tomorrow, though, because now we're up to $606.
All right. Enjoy your day.
Thanks. You too. All right. So we'll do it two times tomorrow. Again, 7:10, 9:10. We're up to $606. Do you guys think we should give a clue this week?
No.
No.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I thought we were going to give you a clue, but nope. We are not. The producers of the Kathy Romano Show were very adamant when they said no. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll stick around until noon, so don't turn your radio dial.